We are now entering a world of the high tech, where a few keystrokes suffice for managing our way. But as Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, in embarking on that virtual journey, we may have lost our connection to the real world.
I'm a klutz with computers. The cyber world intimidates me. It's frankly embarrassing to have to hire a kid with acne who looks no older than my grandchildren to clean up the mess I've made in my computer. The elderly may be wise, but it's the kids that can tweet, text, and Twitter with their eyes closed, as well as heal a terminally ill Mac with a few strokes to the keyboard. It's a new world. Today's race belongs not to those of us close to the finish line, but to those at the starting gate. Still, there remains a functional substratum here on the shore without which none of us could function, even the coolest of techies. These are the people we celebrate on Labor Day. A techie's chirpy tweet will soon turn to a lamentation if his toilet gets stopped up and overflows. To whom does he turn then? Another techie? No, a working man, a plumber. The kind of guy who solves your most basic problems by getting his hands dirty. Techies don't have dirty hands. We depend on cars. High-tech electronics are encroaching on a mechanic's historic tasks. Our cars, elaborate chip systems, when needing replacement, always at extortionist prices, mechanics can do in minutes while never so much as getting one smudge on their fingers. Here I question whether the laborer is worthy of his hire. However, when the water pump goes, the oil needs changing, the tires rotating, the muffler replacing, the valves grinding, the mechanic returns to his true roots, getting his hands dirty to do the job right and keep us safe on the road. Years ago, I had a Volkswagen Bug. I often changed the oil and plugs, replacing and adjusting the points myself. I think this labor earned me an intimate relationship. I was part of my car's mechanical soul and in communion with a bug. There's a man, Tommy, who helps me around the yard. He's old Eastern Shore, born and bred in St. Michael's. He manages farms, shovels manure, tends livestock, harvests hay, and tends to the land in a variety of ways. His complexion is ruddy from the weather, his eyes clear, and he emanates the robust energy of a man deeply in touch with the earth. As more and more of our tasks are conducted through space, our feet will rarely touch the ground anymore. We are a people living some distance from ourselves and from our humanity, the root meaning of the word humanity indicating earth and dirt. Perhaps the most ominous sign of our alienation from the earth and from each other is in today's stores, where we routinely see antiseptic hand cleaners offered for patrons' use. I don't think our long-term challenge is keeping clean hands. It's how we can get them dirty again and take pleasure in the work of our hands, like the working men and women who keep us afloat. George Merrill, On the Shore.